Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board this brand new year. The year before us is hopefully, prayerfully, going to be brighter than the year behind us. As we look back in the rearview mirror, we can see a lot of things. 2020, we don't have to wonder what happened because we can see 2020 as we look back at the year past. We're going to be talking about that today. We've not passed this way before. That's what Joshua told the children of Israel, 2.5 to 3 million Jewish people on the banks of the Jordan as they were preparing to cross over into the promised land. He said in the 5th verse of the 3rd chapter that you need to consecrate yourself, that is sanctify, is the term that he used. Set yourself apart. Make sure that you're right before God. He says, because we've not passed this way before. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about that today. The journey that we're taking before us each and every day this year, and especially in this next week, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to emphasize that during the course of this broadcast. The next 6-7 days is going to be very, very important for the future of America, and we'll be discussing that. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of ideological bent of some political party. It's not based on denominational dogma with some of the theological doctrinal bents that's there that's antithetical to the Scripture. But we're talking about just simply the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God called the Bible, the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, as he speaks to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. And further, he states in a very declaratory fashion, in John 17:17, Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth book, the truth of the Word of God. And may I commend that book to you, especially during this new year that is before us, that you study the Word, you memorize the Word, you meditate on the Word, hide the Word of God in your heart as the light and the lamp for our feet, for our pathway each and every day. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that very real and very relevant in society today. If you don't believe that, just watch the shenanigans that take place in Washington, especially in the Capitol Beltway with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, and the balance of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Communist Party in the halls of Congress in America. And they don't know what truth is. We'll be talking about some of that today in this broadcast and dealing with some of the things that we're being manipulated with based on COVID-19 and based on the global reset approach that's being taken by the Marxist Communist Democratic Party. But ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made a profound statement that I like to use each and every day to point us in the right direction. Jan Hus said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I believe that we're living in the day that in the very near future, we'll find, in particular, ladies and gentlemen, if the Biden-Harris administration goes in to office and they are ruling the nation, and that's what they're looking at is rulership, not leadership. In fact, it was Joe Biden that said, recently, as he's speaking in Georgia, November the 3rd, that she had carried out, and yet he was praising her for the job she had done. And he said, if we had 10 Stacey Abrams, we could rule the world. Hear me. He said we could rule the world. And that's the global approach that they're taking with the global reset and the Build Back Better mantra coming out of the Biden leadership at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators for the hurricane preparedness season and other needs for electronic and backup for your system in your home or business. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about landscape equipment, power equipment for the professional, as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag, ladies and gentlemen, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget to mention it to you, and oftentimes I do because of getting the information out that I believe is so vital, but you can call in today. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question or comment on the broadcast and the issues that we're talking about today, or anything that's within that circle of discussion that we have for you today. In just a few minutes after my monologue, we're going to be introducing our very special guest, a dear friend, brother in Christ, Mike Hill, congressman from District 1 in Pensacola. And we'll be dealing with the questions about what is taking place in America. We'll talk about the COVID vaccination and the force that is before us. We'll be talking about the mandate of lockdowns and mask wearing. We'll be talking about the theft of the election and what is taking place in Georgia and Pennsylvania and other of the battleground states. Those are very vital topics that we'll talk about. But perhaps the most interesting thing and the most pressing that we'll discuss is what will be taking place on Wednesday of this week, with the Electoral College votes being certified in the House and the Senate's joint meeting. But ladies and gentlemen, this week will be a defining week. I'm calling it a defining week in the nation and for the United States of America. It will define the future of America. This week, ladies and gentlemen, we'll either continue as a constitutional republic or we will be plunged into what I call a third world socialist Marxist regime. And the socialist Marxist BLM communist Democratic Party leaders will lead in this leadership role in putting America in a third world banana republic. Ladies and gentlemen, the conservatives, if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're a patriot today, I'm going to challenge you. We need to pray. We need to seek God's face. We need to humble ourselves before Him. We need to confess our sin individually, personally, and as a nation. And we need to ask God to intervene and save our great nation. I don't know how I could put it any more profoundly. I don't know how I could be any more poignantly personal in the statement that I've just made. As we look back at 2020, ladies and gentlemen, things become crystal clear. It's like looking in your rearview mirror. You're going forward, but you look in the rearview mirror and you see where you've been. And ladies and gentlemen, it's like looking in the rearview mirror today as we look back at 2020. Number one, we're all lied to. In 2020, I believe we had more lies disseminated on a national level than I've seen in my lifetime for the history of America. We were lied to by the World Health Organization. We were lied to by CDC. We were lied to by the National Institute of Health. We were lied to by the chief liar, Dr. Anthony Fauci. We were lied to by Dr. Birx. We were lied to by Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization. We've been lied to by the election authorities in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Nevada, and other states where we've been lied to about the election, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden is a Trojan horse that's being entered into the circle of influence and leadership in America. And ladies and gentlemen, actually, Joe Biden did not win the election, but we've been told, we've been lied to by the media. We've been lied to by the socialist Marxist media that says that Joe Biden is the winner of this election. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden rarely had a dozen people in a rally. Joe Biden rarely came out of the basement of his home in Delaware. Joe Biden knew what was taking place. Joe Biden knew that the election coup was taking place. Joe Biden was fully aware that he didn't have to answer any questions by the media about what he's going to do and how he's going to run America. Yes, in 2020, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a year like no other year in the history of the United States of America, in my most humble opinion. Elections, ladies and gentlemen, have profound influence, and this election has been stolen. There was a coup in the election. Everything we know, ladies and gentlemen, all that we trust and all that we have relied upon for all of these centuries in America has now changed. The mainstream fake socialist communist media continue to tell us that the election is over. Don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe what you see. Don't believe what you know is fact. Just simply believe that Joe Biden won the election. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden lost the election by landslide. And yet we've been told that he won the election. I'm reminded of that text that I opened with. And in Joshua 3:5, they were about to enter the promised land. Joshua said, make sure you're right before God. Joshua said, make sure that you have been consecrated. You've consecrated yourself before the Lord because you have not passed this way before. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today. We've not passed this way before. We're talking about today what we have experienced during 2020 and where it's going to take us in 2021 and what we need to be aware of. And ladies and gentlemen, it's nothing more and nothing less than the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, where it says, perilous times shall come. That word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult days. In fact, Dr. James Dobson said this, no stopping them now. James Dobson sounds the alarm bell for all of America. He described Biden's declared support of transgender surgery for children as lunacy, and he warned that the promises made by the Biden camp should disturb every conservative Christian in America. For example, Dobson is writing, for example, Biden has told us emphatically that he will bring an open season on the unborn child. He said directly, Biden's regime will also usher in other forms of moral depravity. Further, he states, our government appears about to abandon this system in the next month. If that occurs, government of the people, by the people, and for the people will perish from this earth. This moment is that significant moment. If the awesome power of government can function, dictate, demand, tax, and penalize its citizens without accountability, democracy will have ceased to exist. How is that possible? I believe, Dr. Dobson is saying, I believe this is what the far left has in store for us if Democrats win two additional senatorial seats in the upcoming Georgia runoff. Very quickly, that will mean the demolishing of checks and balances in America, and all of Americans' greatness shall be lost, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're talking about. That's the point that we need to recognize today of where we stand. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you one that's been a regular guest for us on this show, Let's Face the Issues, for some time now, and I'm thankful to call him my friend and brother in Christ, Mike Hill. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to what God has in store for our listeners as we have dialogue and discussion on We've Not Passed This Way Before.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me, and as always, your monologue was fantastic. I agree with everything you said. The only thing I would add to that, Dr. Youngblood, is this is our last stand. We can't say, well, next time we'll be able to take it back, or in 2024, if President Trump runs again, he'll win that. There won't be a next time, because they have already proven that when they cheat and get away with it with impunity, then they will continue to cheat. So what we have to do is make a stand this time. There will not be a next time, Dr. Youngblood.
That's exactly right. And that's what I'm wanting us on this broadcast today, Congressman. This is what I'm wanting us to impress upon our listeners, the seriousness of the next 7 days before us, the seriousness for the need for we as believers to pray and ask God to intervene. as I believe God intervened in 2016 when he placed Donald J. Trump in office to begin with. I believe that it is time that Christians recognize that we can't, but God can, and that we need to ask God to heal our land, save our nation, save our republic, and deliver us from this evil. Congressman, we have coming up tomorrow an election in Georgia. Express to our listeners the far-reaching implications if we do not win the two Republican seats that's up for bids in the state of Georgia. And secondly, linked with that same question, how can we have confidence in the election tomorrow? How can we have confidence in that election if we cannot have confidence in the November the 3rd election on a national basis, and especially as has been found in the battleground states? Speak to that issue for us for a moment.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, tomorrow's vote in Georgia is critical. It is vital. Tomorrow's vote is going to be like making a big decision. Are we going to continue the patient on life support, expecting them to recover and to then go on to a full life? Or are we going to pull the plug and kill the patient? If we don't win the Republican seats tomorrow, it will be like pulling the plug and killing the patients. We must win those two seats. As you said earlier, that is going to be a check and balance that is so vital to our republic that the House and the Senate will not be in lockstep with a, heaven forbid, a Biden administration. You know, all bets are off then if that were to happen. We have to win that tomorrow. And there were so many I've seen posts here and there from Republicans who are saying, you know, why vote? You know, why even go out and vote if we know they're going to steal it? And just I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to waste my time. Well, that's the wrong position to take. And that is exactly the position that the left wants you to take. You must go out and vote. You must be there in mass so that when they do cheat, they'll have to cheat on a massive scale like they did with President Trump November 3rd. There is no doubt President Trump won the state of Georgia. He won Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico. President Trump won all of those states, and he won big. It was a landslide. And then their cheating started in. And now here's the thing, Dr. Youngblood. This was not their first time cheating. They've been doing it for a number of years. And in fact, they pulled it off in Kentucky with Governor Matt Bevins in 2018. I was in a conference in Dallas, Texas, with a number of other conservative state legislators. And this was in November of 2018. And they presented to us then evidence of how votes were changed in the election electronically so that Governor Matt Bevins lost that race. Matt Bevins was a great conservative Christian governor for the state of Kentucky, and they stole it from him. When they saw they could do that and they got away with it, they knew they could put their plan in place for a lot of other states on a very large scale. Now,
absolutely. If you'll hang on just for one moment, Congressman, I believe we have a caller on the line. Bob, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, gentlemen, I watched Ted Cruz on TV yesterday talking to Maria Bartiromal or whatever her name is. And he said that after they have the discussion on Wednesday, that he wanted to introduce his own sort of thing where they have five Democrats, five Republicans, and five judges to, you know, decide on what to do. He never mentioned the 50-vote thing that I've heard in the last week or two where each state has one vote. How come he never talked about that?
Congressman, I'll let you respond to that, and then I'll take a shot at it.
Yes, sir. Well, the reason he didn't respond to that is because what you've been hearing is that should the election be contested by both the House and the Senate, then the very next step is that they go into a recess of 2 hours to debate. And then they will separately vote, the House and the Senate, on whether or not to accept the electors which have come. Both houses have to agree, the House and the Senate, that there was fraud and that they were contesting the election. That being said, should that happen, then a vote is taken in the House and in the Senate, and it is by state, and it is one vote per state, and that's where you're hearing about the 50 votes. And of course, Republicans control 30 states, and the Democrats 20. The problem with that scenario is that both houses have to agree to toss out the election, the Senate and the House. Okay, so we know that the Senate likely will. The House likely will not, because it is controlled by Democrats. So what Senator Cruz is proposing instead, because it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to get the House to agree to toss out those fraudulent votes, those fraudulent electors, then what Senator Cruz wants to do is introduce a strategy where it is going to be contested, and then the election results themselves will be contested and then decided upon a bipartisan group of Republicans, Democrats, and judges. And that is what he is proposing that takes place, that there is at least a 10-day delay in announcing who is the victor of the Electoral College votes while this debate is going on between the strategy that Senator Ted Cruz is suggesting.
Bob, did that answer your question?
What about all the proof that it was stolen? I mean, shouldn't they overturn the election?
Well, absolutely they should. I mean, if you're talking about what should have been done and what is actually being done, there are two different realities. I mean, when you have a Supreme Court who is tossing out challenges to this election, saying there is no standing by the state of Texas, when you're seeing that the courts are tossing out challenges to the fraud that is happening by Senator Gohmert and saying that he has no standing, and we're seeing that even at the state level where the courts are tossing out these challenges to the fraud, saying that there is no standing, then we are in a very perilous place right now. And so, yes, there was indeed election fraud. There is proof. Everyone can see it. These aren't allegations. This is evidence. And for them to deny it means that they are living a lie. So what we have to do, as Dr. Youngblood said earlier, we have to do what our founding fathers did. Our very first flag was not the stars and stripes. Our very first flag was the appeal to heaven flag. The appeal to heaven flag was a white background with a large pine tree with appeal to heaven written on it. And it was flown by, before he was president, George Washington, who went out into the Boston Harbor to try and prevent King George from coming in with his ships and cutting down the best pine trees off of private property to build his ships. And so what they put on that flag was, as a sign of protest, was a pine tree and a quote from John Locke, which says, when you appeal to the king and there is no redress, then you must appeal to heaven.
Amen.
And that's where we are right now, Dr. Youngblood, and to your listeners. We are at a point now where we must appeal to heaven.
Yes.
Call upon the mercy and grace of the living God that he
Absolutely.
Will step in and intervene and preserve this great nation.
Absolutely. And Bob, let me add this little footnote to that. What Senator Cruz is doing is creating kind of a hybrid approach that is a backup plan, I believe you could call it. He's going back, I believe, and Congressman, you can correct me if I'm incorrect on the dates. I believe it goes back about 1887 when that was done the last time, where this commission was put together. Now, I personally disagree with the commission because it allows Democrats and Republicans. The Democrats, of course, are going to say, no, there was no fraud. The Supreme Court, five Supreme Court justices on the commission, and the Supreme Court has said no, to about 20 or 30 different cases that they could have listened to and entertained the evidence and could have overturned the election already, but they've chosen not to. So very frankly, I don't put a whole lot of confidence in a commission, even though it would buy 10 days and the potentiality of there being enough pressure on the House and the Senate to vote correctly and to literally cast out those over ballots and those fraudulent ballots. But as Congressman has just said, our only hope for the destiny and the direction of America is to ask God to intervene and to save our nation and to preserve our constitutional republic. Bob, thank you so much for your call. Keep on looking up. Look up. Listen. Our redemption draweth nigh, Luke 21:28 says. So although it's dark, it's, as Adrian Rogers said many years ago, Dr. Rogers said, it's gloriously dark because we're watching the clock ticking down to the rapture of the church and the judgment of God falling on a world that said no to Jesus Christ. Congressman, I'm looking at an article that says, exclusive, over 432,000 votes removed from the Trump in the Pennsylvania data, according to science. And the article reads, in part, Pennsylvania election data shows that over 430,000 votes were removed from President Donald J. Trump during the November election, according to the data science that it reviewed. According to an analysis by the Data Integrity Group obtained exclusively by Epoch Times, votes for Trump, both for Election Day and the mail-in ballots, were removed from the totals in at least 15 counties. It goes further by saying at least 432,116 votes, 213,707 Election Day votes, and 218,409 absentee ballots were all removed from the totals. Further, it states, and I quote, there were vote movements across all candidates. However, we did not see the same type of negative decreasing of any of the votes for the other candidates that we saw with the President Trump's tallies, and they happened repeatedly and repeatedly with no explanation for them, end quote. So that's what we're talking about, is the votes that just came in from nowhere and, how would you say, magically made it look as though Joe Biden had been elected. But Congressman, what our listeners need to understand, if they don't, and I'm going to say at the risk of redundancy, if Joe Biden goes into office, we will, and if we lose the election tomorrow with the two senators that's up for election, if the Electoral College vote confirmation is not done on Wednesday that confirms that it was an illegal election, then there will be no Constitution. We'll have no Bill of Rights. We'll have no freedom of religion. There will be no right to keep and bear arms. We'll be forced to wear masks for a long, long period of time as the government wants to force us into submission. And I could go on and on and on, Congressman, with what we will lose. Can you give a little bird's eye view? And we got about a minute before our top of the hour news break. But speak to the issue. If Biden goes in, what will America be like, in your opinion?
America will begin to become a part of the New World Order, which is a goal of the left for many years. America will become a part of this one world government where they are looking at a cashless currency, a one world central bank, a one world military. You will have no rights. We have seen this on a mini scale in many different nations: Russia, China, Cuba, Venezuela, and it does not work. But what they care about is one thing, and that is power, because they believe when they are in power that they will be okay, that their homes are going to be safe, that they'll be able to get and live the lifestyle that they want at the expense of all of the other people. Freedom would be gone. We must fight against this. Dr. Youngblood.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news break as we continue to face the issues today. We're talking about, we have not passed this way before.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.